This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Saturday on The Pulse at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific, they repeat their one-hour election special interviewing representatives from the Conservatives, Greens, Liberals, and NDP parties. That's Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific, here on AMI Audio. Also, The Pulse is available as a podcast. Kelly McDonald with Ramya Muthan.
Well, every Friday we like to get into some audiobook conversation, and who better to do that with than Ryan Huey. Let's bring him on.
Who knew an entire library could fit inside your pocket? My name is Ryan Huey. This is The Chatty Bookshelf, and we talk all things audiobooks.
Ryan, I know that you're, you know, an avid reader and listener. You love listening to books. There's the backlog that's like, what, 5 years long or something like that. But this week was a pretty heavy book listening week for me. I felt like I got through a lot. But do you feel that way even as much as you do read and listen, do you feel that certain weeks you feel like are heavier or lighter than others?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. You know what? Yes, but I feel like it's more seasonal in a sense. So during the winter, I usually read more. And I know that sounds strange, but like right now is fantasy football season. So that's overtaking my life. And it's kind of cut into my listening time, unfortunately. But I did finish a book this week, which is, I'm still on track for my Goodreads reading goal, but I'm excited to hear all about your week. You got some heavy listening done. That's great.
Yeah, I totally agree about the seasonal too, but just because of the vibe of what it feels like when it starts getting dark at 4 p.m. and you're thinking, well, I guess I'll just go home and read for 7 hours.
Dark at 4 p.m. And then, you know, seriously? When I sleep in because it's still dark at 9 a.m.
That's right. I read so much in the fall, winter. Yeah.
And you know what? Work gets in the way sometimes too. Sorry, CNIB. But you know what? I'm trying to listen to audiobooks and it's like, hey, Ryan, you got all these other responsibilities to do too.
Just remind them, you don't have time for meetings or responsibilities. I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one more chapter.
It's show prep.
Work that into your calendar. They'll know when you're doing the reading time, so they won't. I see you're reading then, so I won't schedule the meeting.
Oh man,
you would think, but yeah,
yeah, no. But you're always keeping us posted on things that are going on in the audiobook world. So today, what do you want to talk about?
This is actually really cool, and I know I say that every week, but I want to ask you guys a question. Have you ever heard of something called an on the bus edition?
No.
Oh, like interesting. Okay,
this
good.
Is like
usually,
Go Bus?
No, usually you guys know about it already. So you're like, yeah, I already know what it is. But
all I think of is Omnibus watching Coronation Street 5 episodes in a row.
So this is really cool. And this became popular with print books. So if you think of a series, let's say a 5-book series, and you would have to actually physically buy 5 books. An on-the-bus edition is putting those 5 books into one volume. So this has become really popular and important because, one, for schools, you don't have to buy each child 5 books. You buy them one and they get 5 in 1, right? But this has become really popular in the last like 2 or 3 years with audiobooks. So same sort of idea. Instead of buying 4 recordings, you get 1 recording with 4 books inside. So instead of it being 8 hours, it'll be 25 hours or 38 hours of total listening time. And this is great because on Audible, it only costs you 1 credit, 5 books for 1 credit or a trilogy for 1 credit, that sort of thing. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah, I guess they couldn't go changing the rules and saying, well, hold on a sec. It's going to have to cost more credits than that because so when we look at it, done this way, is there any, you know, we always say, okay, we know that books traditionally you can have a full novel version, you can have the paperback versions of things sometimes. Is there anything we lose having it in this format?
So no, that's what's really good about it. And the ones that I've bought, I'm sure they're set up differently judging by, you know, publisher, author, that sort of thing. But the couple that I have, it breaks it down same sort of way. So it's like chapter one, book one, this is this book. And then you read the whole way through and it's like, thanks for listening. And then all of a sudden they say, okay, here's book two in the series. And then you kind of go on and with the same narrators or even with different narrators,
right,
it's really cool. It's really cool to hear the changes in voices and to hear it broken down that way, because you still can stop and say, okay, well, I don't want to listen to books 1, 2, 3, and 4 back to back to back. I'm going to listen to book one and then go on to another series and then come back to it.
So,
okay.
Here's my question for both of you first before Rums dives in here with moving on, because when you read series like this, and I don't want to say something, we know there's a lot of different things done now. So something that started, you know, in the 90s, a series, let's say, you know, you may have one reader, you may in the second book that then is released because right off the bat, we're not sure what it's going to be and so on. So when we look at series now, do we find often it's mainly now the same reader? I mean, the goal is, if you know you're writing a series, obviously you want to try to keep, if especially now that audiobooks are kept in mind where they weren't years ago, it was lucky to get, you know, you might even get a series where book 1, 4, and 5 were actually, you know, described or read in an audio version, and it took a while for 2 and 3 to come out, and different weird things like that happening. So if we look at a series like that, Ryan, Rum, are we finding that it's generally the same readers now?
I can take this one. And the question or the answer is absolutely. So what's happening now is based on timelines. So obviously, you know, you have one narrator and they're not just focused on your series. They're reading the series that Ramya wrote, Kelly and Ryan wrote. Mm-hmm. So, you know, three different ones. So in the, they are now having contracts being drawn up saying, hey, this is going to be a 5-book series. Here's the schedule. You can't book yourself in to read any other book in August 2022 because that's when you have to record book 3 from this series, kind of thing. And so it keeps it really consistent, and it's actually much better because you stick with the same narrator or cast or, you know, full cast through the entire thing.
Same and mandate that the writer has to actually produce that book by that time.
Exactly. And you know what? Narrators are loving it because it's, you know, a guaranteed job for the next, let's say, 2-3 years kind of thing. If you've got 5 books or 3 books or even just a sequel, they'll say, hey, we're planning a sequel. So keep this time slot open. And if they're, you know, buddies with the author and the publisher, they'll absolutely kind of do a favor just to get more work.
Yeah, I think that definitely, if something like this, like the on-the-bus editions, right, where you're seeing 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the series all in one together, if it were different narrators, it would totally throw me off. I think of it as like a package deal, where you get all 7 Harry Potters with Jim Dale narrating, just saying it's the best version. And then that would feel like the package, like getting, you know, the DVD collection of whatever, right? But if it was all different narrators, I'd feel like it's too scattered. You know, why are we putting it all in one giant package than just letting people use the credits on whatever they need or something like that? And I also, just to add in an extra bit of perspective, I also think of this as I loved that series, that trilogy so much, like The Hunger Games. And now I want to buy all of it to re-listen. And then going in for the second round and getting it as an on the bus versus like for the first time ever me checking out a series, going right into getting all 3. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if everyone would think of it that way, but yeah.
But you know what? And then there's the super fans that have books 1 through 4 individually. And they're like, oh my God, I need the on the bus edition because they changed one color on the cover or something, or you get one chapter of additional content at the end that sort of sums up or brings you back into the series just a little bit, right? So they've been really methodical in their marketing and sort of what they're giving you to persuade someone that already has purchased 4 different titles to purchase that. Exactly.
Yeah. The same as we used to find with music, right? You know, you'd have your shorter version, longer, whatever rated version that people, he says a bad word in that one, I got to get it. Whatever it might be, you saw that. And printed books, like I was saying a while ago, the paperback versus, and collectors who really love a series, or not even a series, just a book, will look for that. This is the way to make that mileage go a lot further. Can you imagine checking the time, Ryan? You get one of these books, the on the bus, and oh, good heavens, how long is this whole thing, this series? What? 2 days?
And you know what? It kind of skews the data, too, if you're trying to collect those Audible medals. So if it's a, 44-hour book, but you've listened to 5 books, it counts as one book. So, hey, your longest book you've ever read is 44 hours because it was the, Hunger Games on the bus edition kind of thing, right? So it's counts it as one book. So you can even, it's a little bit easier to get those medals if that's your thing. And another thing that kind of comes up is it's giving the publishers an opportunity to re-record. If they did switch narrators, but now they're like, no, we want to release an on the bus edition, they can get a new narrator in to do all 4, or they can go back to the original and say, record the 2, 3, and 4 so we can go and publish an on the bus.
So, Rye, any other particular things you want to say about either the on-the-bus stuff or a series that's been getting a lot of attention?
This one, I've only listened to about an hour of it, but it's by an author I really, really enjoy, and it's typically marketed for our younger kids, your grades 5 through 9. And it's called Alcatraz by Brandon Sanderson. But I do declare myself that it is for all ages because it's so fun. And I can give you guys a little bit of a synopsis about it, but it's getting, it's 5 books and all 5 have been released. It started back a few years ago, but now they just released the on the bus edition to coincide with the start of school. I believe they're trying to get it not as required reading, but like, hey, like 8th grade, let's pick this as a fun read and you can read all 5 for the price of 1, right? It's sort of your fantasy magical type of stuff, and which isn't typically my read, but you know what, I'm so mesmerized by this series so far that it's just unbelievable. And Brandon Sanderson, I've read a lot of his stuff or listened to a lot of his stuff because he really puts out the audio at the same date as the print, so he's really into the audiobooks and choosing his narrator, and he does a lot of interviews with them over Twitter live, I don't know what, Twitter rooms or whatever, chat, I don't know what it's called on Twitter, but he's always got one of those going on. But it's really, really cool. So a young boy receives his inheritance, and it's a bag of sand. I know, right? Ho-hum. But actually, this is no ordinary bag of sand. It's like a magical bag of sand. And in this world, evil librarians rule the world. And it spawns into something crazy. And I can't imagine where this goes. But the opening line of book 1 is something, and I'm paraphrasing here, is along the lines of, I was strapped to an altar that was made out of out-of-date encyclopedias, and I was about to be sacrificed to the evil powers, I believe is what they call it. So I was hooked. Line 1, hooked. So wow. I'm really looking forward to reading this. And like I said, it's an on the bus, so you're not fumbling between, okay, I gotta wait for number 2 to come out, or I gotta do this or do that. It's all 5 marked into 1, and it's they're pretty short listens. They're about 3 to 4 hours each. So they're, you're not going to be sitting there for 8 weeks trying to wow, fumble through these.
It's an ebook as well.
It is an ebook, and it's also available in print for those that enjoy having the physical book in their hands too.
Interesting. Ryan, is there a way, whether through Audible that you've discovered, are these now put in an area where someone who wants these series, like I'm a person who would say, if I'm going to get into something, if I read some, I don't want to wait for the next release, I'd be more likely to read something a few years ago that has collected in a series format. Can you search them that way?
You can search on the bus in your Audible search, and a bunch of them come up, but then you're left with the messiness of searching through genres and that. Yeah. The best thing to do is to type in the title of the series, and usually an on the bus will be the first one that pops up. Or if you type in the title of the first book or the author's name, it'll fall under that category. That's the easiest way for now that I've found to do it. But even a lot of the on the buses are available in the the free Audible section as well too. So which is interesting to me.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Thanks for hanging out and talking to us. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one, guys.
Ryan Hui on the Chatty Bookshelf, and he joins us every Friday for Audiobook Talk.
Let's revisit and weigh in on conversations from the past week on Cut for Time in one moment, about 2 minutes to be exact, here on Kelly and Company. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.